Let's pick up Teresa in Stockton, and she's got a 7-year-old daughter that's got some enlarged tonsils. That's an easy one to fix. Are you there, Teresa?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very easy to fix. Is the child drinking milk?
No.
Okay, that's a good decision. Okay, tell me the child's breakfast.
Well, she normally will have either rice milk or soy milk.
Okay.
With cereal or eggs or toast.
Okay.
She was a 2-pound preemie.
Okay.
And I've always been told that she had enlarged tonsils.
Okay. Well, but they're not bothering her? Is it difficult to swallow?
They're not bothering her, but it was mentioned to me that if she comes down with, you know, a sore throat, she's going to have a very difficult time breathing because they're so enlarged.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, do then. You need to have a few aces in your medicine cabinet so you can deal with junk like this.
Uh-huh.
Number one, keep her away from homogenized pasteurized milk.
Uh-huh.
I'd like her to stay away from dairy unless it's an aged cheese.
Okay.
So if the cheese says it's aged a year or more than 100 days, she can eat it. Otherwise, no. Okay? So we want to keep her really feeling good, and the way you're going to do that is to keep these junk forms. See, the other cheeses are really just a lot of milk concentrated, so it's just going to give her a... The other thing that I find very critical is getting at least a half teaspoon of pink salt or an air-dried sea salt per day to protect the digestion. Okay.
I was going to ask you about that because she, as a 1-year-old, 2-year-old, she would beg me for salt.
You bet. She needs it. Small children need much more salt than grown adults. Okay.
So the half teaspoon is salt in water or...
Put it into the food, or if there's no other way to get it into her, okay, then go ahead and give it to her in water. But most kids will love it in their food. But what I find is most parents do not give the children enough salt.
Yeah.
And so you need to measure out what's a half teaspoon. Okay, honey, this is going in your food. And
she'll love
it. And when she hits about 10, maybe even 8, maybe, she's going to need a full teaspoon. Okay? And if she wants a full teaspoon now, I'd give it to her. As long as it's not melted, white, embalmed, trash salt from America.
Yeah, I agree.
Or mined. I don't like any of the salts that have been mined because they grind them with a cheap nickel screen, and they're no good either. I want air-dried sea salt. Okay? Or pink salt. Either of those are good.
And now she has an underdeveloped palate.
Okay.
And she has 2 baby teeth that have now been fused to her jawbone, and they want to remove them.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, they have to come off.
Okay. So
they're
going to
be infected otherwise. But here about the palate, was the child breastfed?
Well, for the first 3 months, she was in the NICU. So I did breastfeed her afterwards, but she did have my breast milk.
Okay, here's what I would do. For about a year, I'd give her a teaspoon of colostrum powder. It tastes like candy. She'll love it. And this will kind of conclude the growth of the liver and the intestine and allow her to build nucleotides, okay?
Okay.
I would definitely not take her tonsils out or anything like that. The other thing I would look for is some kind of a probiotic that she likes.
Yeah.
Are there any Russian delicatessens? I don't know Stockton at all. But if they had a Russian deli, they might have something called fresh-made kefir, K-E-F-I-R. This is like milk, only way better. And see, the rice milk and the other things, they're really not very good either. I wouldn't give my child that at all. There's all kinds of problems with those. What I would try to do to make this child into a superwoman is I'd give her cod liver oil every day for at least 2 years. So you get the best brain in town. And, you know, just a half teaspoon. If she hates it, okay, give her capsules, but they're more expensive. And what I used to do is just buy the liquid, and if I left town, I left at home, and they got a holiday.
She's actually pretty good because she likes echinacea. She likes a weird taste. So.
All right, so that would be step one. Step two, I'd get a roll of pH paper and start checking her first morning urine pH.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd get pH Trio, and I'd get it with the aloe drink, so that it's a little tart, but it's way better for her. And you just up the coral in that till you get control of the pH. And then when she hits a growth spurt, you recheck the pH to make sure it doesn't blow out.
Okay.
And this will protect from tooth decay. It will give her a very mellow, happy disposition. You're going to love that, Mom. And the next thing that I would do is try to give her some kind of a superfood. So we have a product called Greens Mix.
Okay.
And Greens Mix can be taken as capsules, or you can just take a little bit of it, mix it into some honey, and give it to her, because that would be just such a nice little treat. And we have an unheated, the key for honey is unheated. Once they heat it, it's just sugar. But unheated, it's got all these antibiotic properties, and it's going to be really good for us. So what you do is you mix maybe 2 teaspoons of Greens Mix into maybe a tablespoon of honey. Tastes like a candy bar. Okay. She will love that. I'd like to see her have that a day. And then the last item is EFA oil blend. And this you can just get as a liquid, and you use it as your salad dressing.
Okay.
And now you have corrected every one of the God-blessed curses of the American diet except one,
wow.
And that is having adequate antioxidants. But she's a young kid. I wouldn't worry terribly about it. But if your economics permits, I would give her a little antioxidant drink, maybe a little teeny drink where you take maybe a half teaspoon of DHLA and a half teaspoon of green tea, nano green tea, and you mix those guys together and you have them sip it after breakfast. Just has to drink it pretty quick to get off to school, but you just sip it after breakfast and you'd put it in maybe 4 ounces of water. And that would make her the smartest, best looking, and the slowest to age.
Okay. So that was a half a teaspoon of
the I wrote all that down. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Nice talking to you. And let me know how she's doing after a month or so, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Bye.